This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives began a rare holiday week session to vote on larger pandemic stimulus checks for Americans on Monday. Representatives will vote on President Donald Trump's unmet demand for $2,000 virus relief checks. The president reluctantly signed a more than $2 trillion COVID-19 relief and federal spending package on Sunday that will provide relief for millions of Americans, but not before pushing for $2,000 payments to Americans. Democrats who control the House favor the larger stipends beyond the $600 payments included in the massive COVID bill. But the president's push is forcing his Republican allies who oppose the additional spending into a tough spot. Brazil's Fiocruz Biomedical Institute will seek approval for the Oxford University AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to one of the center's senior officials on Monday. The Rio de Janeiro-based institute is licensed to receive supplies from AstraZeneca and eventually produce the vaccine locally. Brazil's federal government, which has ordered the AstraZeneca vaccine, expects to receive 100 million doses in the first half of 2021. The man suspected of exploding a bomb in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee on Christmas Day allegedly made an eerie comment to a neighbor days before. Rick Laude says he had a chance conversation with the suspect, Anthony Warner, at his mailbox on December 21st. Laude said he casually asked the suspect if he was expecting anything good from Santa for Christmas, to which Warner responded, "Nashville and the world is never going to forget me." You can read more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say the government has decided to hold the second round of peace talk negotiations with the Taliban in Doha, the same place where the first round was held. A spokesman for the Afghanistan High Council for National Reconciliation, the body responsible for overseeing the negotiations, said the decision was taken due to COVID-19-related travel restrictions. Several countries had been in the running to host the peace negotiations, including Norway and Germany. Doha was also the venue for the negotiations between the United States and the Taliban that led to the signing of a deal between the two countries in February 2020. The Taliban have maintained an unofficial political office in Doha for years. The European Union has endorsed the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain, set to go into effect on January 1st. The deal still must be retrospectively ratified by the European Parliament, which is expected in late February. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states met in Brussels Monday to approve the accord. Britain's Parliament is expected to approve it on Wednesday. The approval provisionally allows tariff-free trade with Britain to continue after the country officially leaves the EU single market on New Year's Day. Cross-border workers who commute between Gibraltar and Spain will be exempt from border controls after Brexit, even if no separate deal on free movement is reached with Britain, Spain's foreign minister said on Monday. People who live in the British territory of Gibraltar on the southern tip of the Iberian Peninsula and work in Spain or vice versa, and who had registered their status before January 1st, will continue to be allowed to cross the border freely. Other travelers will require a passport stamp. British hospitals are canceling non-urgent procedures and scrambling to find space for COVID-19 patients as coronavirus cases continue to surge despite new restrictions imposed to curb a fast-spreading new variant of the virus. British authorities are blaming the new variant of the virus for soaring infection rates in London and southeastern England. They say the new version is more easily transmitted than the original, but there's still no evidence that it makes people sicker. In response, authorities have put a large part of England that's home to 24 million people under restrictions that require non-essential shops to close, bar indoor socializing, and allow restaurants and pubs to operate for takeout. Even so, hospital admissions for COVID-19 in southeastern England are approaching or exceeding levels seen earlier. This is Liz Palmer.